السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ولن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله we will continue tonight in another attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today's attribute is Al-Mubin, Al-Mubin. And this name or this word that we know even in Urdu, we know Bayan, okay? And we know that it has to do with articulating something, clarifying something, making something clear, bringing it to the surface, explaining it. That is Bayan. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, خلق الإنسان، علم القرآن وخلق الإنسان علمه البيان. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught the Quran, created man, and He taught man al-bayan. So He taught man how to articulate things. That is something that is mankind is very unique in, that can explain things and bring it to clarity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Adam alayhi salam that وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about Adam alayhi salam, that Allah taught him the names. We created man, taught him the names. And we told the angels what are the names. They did not know. And Allah told Adam, tell them about the names. And Adam alayhi salam told them about the names. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created man, وَعَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانِ, and taught him how to become clear and to articulate things. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mubin, who makes things clear. Now, when you think that things are clear and Allah makes it clear, that means everyone will be a believer. No, that is not the fact. So what happened? Allah's word, what happens so people will be believers and some will not be believers? So the bayan is received by mankind through naql and through aql, through fitra and through reality, al-haqiqa, or haqiqa could be meaning meaning something different, but by reality, الواقع, maybe a better word. Okay, meaning that that which is articulated is known. How it is articulated, and how do you understand it? Through النقل. النقل is text. Through text. So if there is something, an idea that you have, and if you articulate it and talk about it, what happens to this idea? It is taken by those who are around and listening to it. But if it is, so that's a step to say it. But then it is another step to document it, to write it down, to record it nowadays, right? So now, after you're gone from the sitting here, or you're gone from this world, then it will continue, and that articulation will be there. So now, a naql is first, okay, that which is the text itself. So the text will be written, will be said, it will be memorized, it will be written as well, and documented. So we know al-bayan through text, and then through aql, through intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us through the intellect. So you take this information and you understand it. Just like Adam alayhi salam took that information, and when Allah said tell it to the angels, he was able to tell it to the angels. So that is naql, and then aql. And then fitrah. Fitrah is the innate part in us that submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realizes the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believes in Allah. And yearn to find a religion. Yearn to find the truth. You get anyone, okay, and you find them that they're looking for the reality, looking for the truth, looking, they want to worship. They want to have a deity so they could submit to and take and a religion to follow. This is something in us. And also fitrah is that part in us that is clean, that Allah created, that recognizes Allah and recognizes al-haq. So it is this articulation of al-bayan with naql, with text. We take it with aql, with understanding, and also we take it with our fitrah. Okay? And then all of this matches with al-waqa, matches with the reality. Matches with reality. So it becomes very clear now. Okay? You could read it, hear it, think about it, articulate it in your mind and ponder on it. Okay? Your fitra is accepting it, and then al-waqa, what happened in reality, matches it. Then it becomes very clear. It becomes so clear. Okay? So if one start rejecting any of these, fighting any of these steps, okay, then he's fighting against himself. When you bring the Quran and say, this is the word of Allah, prove it, you prove it, and there is resistance. Okay? What does this resistance mean? That means with al-aql, with the intellect, they're refusing it. Even though it makes sense, but they don't want to get it. Okay? Don't want to continue in it. Don't want to ponder on it. But if they ponder a little bit, they realize it, and their fitrah accept it, but their fitrah is trying to push it away. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the Pharaoh and his people, that جحدوا بها, they refused it, واستيقنتها أنفسهم. They refused it, but their nafs believed in it, or استيقنتها, became a يقين. Okay, and استيقن, that means look to get it and take it. So here is the fitra is looking to get it because it needs it, it needs to be fed with it, but their intellect and their dunya and so forth is pushing it away, and their tongue is rejecting it, but their soul, their fitra, is looking to, trying to, and yearning for it. Okay, and then al-waqi' also, the reality matches it. Okay, so the one who rejects this is in misery in their lives. The one that they get this bayan, this clarity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mubin, and reject it and fight against it, they are fighting against their very own self. Their very own self. Okay. So what do they say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ لولا أن يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية. Okay. كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم قد بينا الآيات لقوم يعقلون. See, قال الذين لا يعلمون, those who do not have the knowledge, they say لولا أن يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية. If it is only if Allah will talk to us, or we get an ayah, we get some kind of a miracle here. Okay? Because they don't have the knowledge, and they're saying, prove it to us. We want Allah to talk to us, or we want something real that, you know, we see an ayah here, some miracle here. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ. Those who were before them said the same thing that they said. And then Allah said, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا الْآيَاتِ. We made the ayat clear. So the ayat is there. They're asking for an ayat. The ayat is there. For whom? قَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. For people who have intellect, who thinks, who have aql. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, you're asking for things that I already given it to you. You're asking for a proof, the proof I give it to you. So the bayan is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mubin bayana kulla shay. He made everything clear. But you are the one who are not taking steps to take it. Or when you take it, you're refusing it. The problem is you. It is not the text. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks throughout the Quran in this way. Ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if when they ask him who created the heaven and the earth, they say Allah. Okay? When you ask them who brings the living life out of death, and death out of living things, okay? And وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ, and who takes care of this world and the matter, everything, and manages everything, they will say Allah. Okay. Then what is wrong with you? Then the matter is clear. The matter is clear. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the matter for the Christians, okay, telling them that Maryam alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam, ya'kuluna at-ta'am, they eat the food. That is bayan. That is very clear. Because if you are deifying them, making them deity, making them gods, okay, how could a god need his creation? That is illogical. This can't be. When the creator needs the creation to exist, no, the creator existed from his own. So if you say Isa alayhi salam or Maryam alayhi salam is a deity, that means they should not be eating food. Okay? And they go to the market and get the food and eat it and so forth. So think about it. After you eat as well, yes. Okay?
Yeah,
so they go to the market. They walk and go to the market. You understand? So the food itself does not come to them. Okay? Well, the food came to Maryam alayhi salam. Yes. Okay? يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بَغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And this was one of the miracles. But the point being is that you cannot deify something that it needs something lower than it. So Allah is making it clear with bayan, with clarity. Okay? How could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about this season now that we are in, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs to take the means? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified the work of Allah. Okay? The work of Allah. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala work? Okay? And how do we work? Okay? We work, what do? We move in a space. We take al-jawarih, the hands, the feet, the tongue, the eyes, the ear, and so forth, and the mouth, and do something with it to be able to achieve something, to do something. Okay? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created space, created man, created the heaven and the earth, created everything. So that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created cannot surround Allah. See, Allah is independent from His creation. So when Allah wants something from His to happen in His creation, Allah is not in His creation and takes the mean like us, wal'a'adhu billah. So the work of Allah is words. Words. Be and it is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala work is not taking steps to achieve results. And that makes sense. So you talk to those who are Christian and say, tell them that Isa alayhi salam is the word of Allah. They say, yes, he's the son of God. Say, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Why do you say that? He is the word of Allah. He is kalimatullah. Okay? Alqaha ila Maryam. Allah alqa hadhi al-kalima ila Maryam. Aw ala Maryam. This word Allah said it to Maryam. So he became in the womb of Maryam alayhi salam. That is the word. Okay? So that is bayan. That is clarity. Okay? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take the means to achieve goals. Allah say, be and it is. Even at the very beginning, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, what did Allah say to the heaven and the earth? Be. Okay? So they became. Okay? So the initiation of the creation started by the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kun fayakun. Be and it is. Okay? And everything in the creation is the same way. Okay, so Allah initiates the creation and then repeats it. So now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive someone, does Allah take steps to forgive? No, Allah doesn't. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah forgives without any means. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to forgive without means. So you insult me, and I say, I forgive you. Done. So I can forgive you with words. Right? I can forgive you with words. Yes, I do forgive you. That's done. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot forgive you unless He gets someone and slaughter him and put him on a cross and all of this. This is bringing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala less than a human being. This is bayan. This is clarity. This is making things clear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the Quran makes things clear. But clear to whom? To those who are yatafakkaroon. Okay? Yatadhakkaroon. Yaqinoon. Okay? See, it is work that has to be done. Okay? It is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the words, the Quran, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith, and we look at it and read it, and then now we need to do some work. Okay? To be able to get this. Okay? So It depends on how you take it, it will come to you. So this Quran, it becomes clarity and guidance for those who the willing to do so, willing to be guided, want to be guided, looking forward for guidance, looking forward to know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and the guidance, they will be guided by it. And those who are rejectors, those who are fighting it even before they know what it is, it will increase them in misguidance. So this miracle of the Quran can guide people and can misguide them too. The clarity of the Quran could do to both. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things clear and ask you to become a Muslim, to submit to Allah. Now, becoming a Muslim and submitting to Allah, and matter becomes clear, you must make things clear as well. You must articulate this bayan as well. How? You say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I testify there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Alhamdulillah. And then what happened? If that is not translated to action, you don't mean it. Okay? It has to be articulated. Once you have that conviction of it, it has to be articulated. And now we articulate it according to the convictions that we have. So some were articulated in a very in a low level, okay, of the minimum level, praying, doing the acts of worship done. There are those who will have it in more conviction and try to implement it in a bigger circle. Okay? Try to implement it and get to know how to implement it and understand it more in everything that they do. And some will take it even further and say, we want to teach it. And this is the work that we should be doing. And teach it to others. So that means the more you have conviction of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, of the bayan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us, the more you want to give this bayan to the others. And that is how it becomes clearer to you. And this is how you become even more, have more conviction, even more. But to give lip service alone, that's it. That's it. You don't have much. If you do not articulate it and it brings it, bring it out in your action and your words and your da'wah, then you did not do the job. Why? Because you didn't quite get it deep in you, inside of you. Okay, you did not look for this clarity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. You are falling short of taking it in, so you are falling short in bringing it out. Adam alayhi salam learned the names and give the names. If you do not learn, you're not going to give out, and nor you can experience it or articulate it or even exercise it or implement it in your life. Okay, so it is qawlun bil lisan. It is a saying with the tongue, okay? And yaqeenun bil janan. It is a belief and conviction in the heart. Wa amalun bil jawarih wal arkan. And it is work with your limbs and with the pillars of what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. That is articulating what Allah articulated to us, okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mubeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to become, to give the bayan as well, the clarity as well. Okay? And that what makes us human being. This what makes us a human being. Is when you think and understand and you keep taking data in so you can implement it and articulate it. And become one to make things clear to others, have bayan. So the one who needs something to see, to fear, is in a lower level than someone wants to hear to fear. Right? So what is hearing? Hearing is something's articulated to you, and that is ilm. Ilm, and then we take this ilm, this knowledge, then you hold it on in your heart and in your nafs. Now you fall in love. Okay, you are in the path of love, in the path of Allah. You are in the path in love in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the path of fear, in the path of hope, right? Because you took this knowledge, you thought about it, and now it's a conviction in your heart. This is a high level. A lower level, you have to see something to fear or to hope or to, okay? So you are traveling, okay? And you were told, okay, that, you know, be careful because in this road such and such in such a way, okay? And you ignore that. Ignore that knowledge, right? So what happens? You'll be just driving. And all of a sudden, when you see something, now you're going to hit the brake and say, what am I going to do? Okay? You neglected to use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you from abilities better than any creation, which is thinking, articulating, and understanding, and then get it in your heart as a fact. So when you saw it in reality, you were surprised with it and you were not ready. Okay? Similarly, the one who gets this bayan from the words of Allah, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, understand it and reflect on it and so forth, they already know what is coming. They could see what is coming before it comes. They could know the introduction of things before things arrives. And those who neglect that ability of thinking, what happens? They will be right in it. And then you say, what are we going to do? Okay? Again, I know this word name of today is a little deep. Okay? I hope I did not, you know, get lost or lose you. Okay? Okay? But again, it is a bayan is clarity. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-mubin that makes things clear and articulated in the most beautiful, perfect way. But then you have to work with your intellect. So how? By getting the naql, the text. And after the text, you take it with your aql. After the naql, there is aql. And then this matches with your fitrah and you feel very good and you're happy with it. Okay? And it makes you at comfort of the heart and matches with who you are. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's saying this. And the more you submit to Allah, the more you are very happy and comfortable with this clarity of things. And then the beautiful thing is you find the reality matches with it. The reality matches with it. Okay? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, you know, those who are the best with the messengers and the Prophet of Allah, the one who will have the most difficulties, okay, most problems will come to them. And fal amthal, those who will follow, and the one those who follow those, and the one that follows. Meaning, the more you try to go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the messengers, what happened? You'll have problems. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, as we articulated this in Jum'ah today, that Allah open your chest and open your heart and tranquility in your heart, you will have that too. That is a fact. That is a fact. So it matches with reality. That makes you even more comfortable. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that about his chest. Don't let your chest get tight with what they're saying. Does that mean Rasulullah ﷺ chest? Yes. Even though, you know, all of this, you know, and the gifts that Allah has given him, but he's so compassionate and have mercy in his heart for the people. And so he's feeling sad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him a tool. Okay? What?
that وَكُنْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ, be from those who make in sujood. Okay? Meaning that getting close to Allah and praying and using the tools that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us in the acts of worship, this is how you're going to get over the problems that comes. But those who are on the edge, as we said today in the khutbah, okay, meaning they barely making the things that they have to do, they don't want to think about things, they don't want to articulate and ponder about things, what happens to them? They might have things of this dunya, but their heart and their chest will be tight. Okay? So you'll find people who seems to be they're going through difficulties and they're smiling and sleeping and they're comfortable. And people seems like they do not have much problems. They cannot sleep, they are angry, they are frustrated and so forth. Why? Because the first people, things that articulated to them, they took it into the heart and want more and wants more and more things to be articulated to them and take this ilm and becomes a yaqeen to them, so it helps them in going through. And those are the other ones are refusing to take it. They are lazy to take it. Okay? You have to come and be fed. Okay? But the food is not going to come to you. You have to come and think and ponder and make and remembrance of Allah. Then you will be moving toward the other people. Okay? Moving toward the comfort of the heart and the chest. And tuma'nina. You refuse the clarity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It will take one into asfal as-safilin. And the one who will take that clarity and take it, articulate it, believe in it, articulate it, and take more of it, will be fi'liyin, in the highest status. So we have the ability to be better than angels. And we have the possibilities and the ability to be lower than the lowest. Okay? And it is our intention, our work, our study, our learning, taking in this clarity of our beautiful deen, beautiful way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is unaltered, untampered with, that is open for the takers. Come and take it. Come and use it. Come and enjoy it. Those are the one that will be with Aliyin. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah, take the microphone now, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Just a couple thoughts. ما شاء الله شيخ محمود, it was clear.
الحمد لله.
Don't worry.
الحمد لله.
Something you know come to my mind where you are talking. That subhanallah, Allah create in us also which you call it al-fitra. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not only al-fitra, it's what in us want to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do things in His way. There is no limit to the satisfaction of doing something in the way of Allah once you reach this point. I mean, if you are looking for money, most of the millionaires, once they reach, you know, the $100 billion or whatever, $100 million, they come to a point that, okay, that's it. I am now a billionaire. And he become like either on drugs or, you know, want suicide or, you know, he reach a point like this, that's the life. I mean, he doesn't know what is going on, you know.
What is this about?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you talk about it, whatever example you want. Millionaires, actors, power people want to reach a certain point. Every time they reach what they want, they found it's empty. Mm-hmm. It's not really what he was thinking about. But subhanAllah, the believers or the one who is working in the way of Allah, and there is no limit to the satisfaction. Like we say, okay, I am now happy, I'm doing everything, and I don't have fear, I don't have, that's let me do something else. No. Once he reach a point, he want to do the next one. And it's because it's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who is unlimited, and there is no end for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes, names. So he keep going until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wish. So there is no limit for this, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the levels you talked about, like one level above the other, and the one who, you know, you said that some of the people want to just make worship, and the others want to go outside, and so it's not unlimited. Mm-hmm. And that's the satisfaction you have from being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly the same. It's connected to the happiness you have from this. It's unlimited. You cannot say, okay, now I reached the top of the happiness of being, you know, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And about the other point, about the sujood, I just heard today a CEO executive, they told him, how do you deal with the physical issues about your job? Because, you know, it's become a high stressful job. You need to be physically fit.
He grounds himself.
Right. And most of them, they are, you know, in 60s, 50s. And he subhanAllah, gave an idea, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every time you have a very stressful matter, or you anticipate a very stressful issue in your day, what do you do? Get a good night's sleep? No. Wake up at night and make sujood to Allah. So Allah ordered Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read in the Quran, that every time he have calamity in situation, he said, stand up at night and pray. And وَلَرَبِّكَ فَاسْجُدْ وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَاسْجُدْ لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا فَتَهَجَّدْ مِنْهُ نَافِلَةً and order him all. So this CEO, he said, okay, I'm standing up early in the morning to exercise, running marathon, I don't know, running 5 miles, and to get fit, so the stress of the job is going to happen during the day. So subhanAllah, يعني, they reach it too late to reach it. And I think the little girl was asking her father, what she asked you about al-fitra? What is the meaning of fitra? al-fitra, what I heard about it, that the things in your action match what is in your heart. So if your heart agree what we are doing, then you are on the right fitra. If your action does not match what you are in your heart, you feel bad about something. You know, you know that when you do something to anybody, when you say something bad to your friend, you feel bad, right? You feel bad. Why did I do that? That's mean in your heart, the fitra is not matching what you did. You did something wrong, right? So if your action matches what's in your heart, that's mean that's the fitra with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find those who does not want to worship Allah and fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the means, their life stressful. I mean, the more you fight the fitra, the more you stand up at night, you wake up at night, you cannot sleep. So it's an equation, you know. Mm-hmm. If you go with your fitra, you sleep all your night, even you cannot wake you up if you want. But if you are fighting your fitra, you will be stressful, depressed, you cannot sleep at night, you need bills. You need to go to psychiatrist or psychologist. You have so many things, you don't know what's coming from. Wallahu alam.
Alhamdulillah. Is Brother Habib here? Mm-hmm. I cannot see his hat.
Assalamu alaikum. Is this somewhat related to Surah Al-Bayyinah? The bayan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. If we go into inshallah, maybe we will redo all Asma Allah al-Husna with inshallah with the we'll go in verse by verse with all these names and where it is meant. Yeah. This is all concept. And now that we can take this concept and implement it. Yes, the word bayan and mubin and so forth, it is all over the Quran. Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to something come up in my mind, but it's still in the what do you call that? It's still in the not structured well. Mm-hmm. But I'm relating that first the that Allah is teaching Bayan, then mm-hmm. Allah is teaching Adam the name of the
things.
The things. Uh-huh. Now, when Allah wants to do something, want have to something done, He's just say it word. But when it comes to human, when he know he have the knowledge of the names, but when he's trying to do something, he has to work on towards it.
To achieve it.
So, what I'm trying to mm-hmm. Gather this all together, is that the story of the Adam itself is about that the difference between us and the angels was that we know things, mm-hmm. We know, and then by the end we know how. We know how to our attitude toward things is to glorify Allah. Mm-hmm. That's what the goal of things are. Allah teach us things, so we will use that things to glorify Allah.
MashaAllah. Mm-hmm.
That was the difference between us and the angels is that angels is just glorify Allah. They don't know how to use that.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yeah, beautiful thought. So the angels are created to worship Allah and they cannot do anything but that. And the human being are created for the same purpose, but they have the ability to do something else. So by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaching Adam the name, he takes this name and through the names and through the use and so forth, he becomes like angel in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take it as we made that comment before that. So the relationship between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels is the relationship of qahr, of al-qahar. Allah compelled them to worship Him. They don't have a choice. Okay? But the relationship with us, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a relationship of love. Of love. Yes. So it is beautiful. It is beautiful that here is a person who can obey or disobey, but he tries and obey, and this bayan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him clarity, he through it, he loves Allah and comes close to Allah. So this is a better relationship than the angels. MashaAllah, jazakallah khair.
As-salamu
alaykum.
Sheikh, you mentioned that in bayan, you start reasoning yourself, right? You ask questions and reasoning, right? Mm-hmm. So, if everyone starts reasoning, don't we go against like the verse which says "Samana watana"? I mean, are we supposed to reasoning or are we supposed to blindly follow on?
Okay, good. Definitely, you're supposed to reason, okay? But the reason will get you to say "Samana watana." You understand? And this is what happened to Adam, right? What had him, Adam alayhi salam was very clear about this. He was taught the names, understood them, used them, told the angel about them, right? But then Allah gave him another information, said, don't get near the tree. Right? So his reasoning said what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not only the creator, He is the lawmaker as well. His reasoning reached that. Because Allah is the creator, He has the right for everything. So when He said, don't do that, okay. So His reasoning got Him to the point to say, fine, I'm not going to get near that tree. Okay? So the reason does not take you away from obedience. It takes you to obedience. Because the reason will take you to know Allah. And once you get to know Allah, you'll love to obey Allah and say, Sami'na wa ata'na. There's no contradiction between the two.
Still also, if it happened that there is a matter and you cannot find the reason behind it, that does not mean there is no reason, and but you cannot find it because you know the information you have is lack. There is a lack of information of getting this knowledge. So if you have a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you search why I have to do that, right? That does not mean if you cannot find the why, does not mean there's something wrong with this command. It's wrong with us that we don't have the enough information now to find out why Allah asked us to do this. Maybe the next generation will know. And this has happened a lot to the Sahaba. In the time of the Sahaba, you know, and there is a lot of commands come and they just took it like this. Nobody questioned it, why we have to do that. Nowadays, we know that, they were right. I mean, there is a lot of examples, you know, if you want, we could talk about, inshallah.
There is reason that I don't know.
Yes.
That's easier to your life, you know. Sometimes you don't want to search for a reason for each something, you know, if you believe in Allah.
Iqbal said in subcontinent, he said that it could be better to be a human being, better than angels, but you have to work harder. Magar isme padti hai mushkil zyada.
Sheikh, back home in our countries, like in India, Pakistan, we keep the names as, you know, Muhammad Mubin or like Sayyid Alim. So is it a really bad thing, like we keep the names instead of Abdul Hakim, we write Muhammad Hakim, Sayyid Hakim. So what's your thoughts on that?
No, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the epitome of the names, and no one should carry these names as it is. Okay, so yes, you know, the servant of is more befitting.
So every name should be like Abdul Hakim, like
yes.
Abdul Jabbar, like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.